Well, speaking of the late 40s, what do you remember about the flood of 1948?
A lot of water. I guess the things that stick in my mind are, one, that the water was up to the eaves of the bathhouse down at the beach, that Glenn Bandlin, an attorney, brought his boat down at the end of First Street.
So the water was up that high.
So we had a lot of water. Well, where we're sitting right now would have been all underwater. It was a big flood.
How long did the water stay around?
Well, you know, I don't really remember. I couldn't even tell you exactly when the flood started, but I know that the fishing season would have had to have started, because two other kids and I were going to Trestle Creek to go fishing one afternoon in the weekend in the summer or spring or after the season had opened. And we got out to where the Pack River Bridge is, and we saw there was water across the road. We saw a car up on the bridge. We thought we could get out there. Well, we got about halfway out. We opened the door to see how much water was there, and it came in and was at seat high, and the engine died. And we had to get out and push that car back in that cold weather, cold water.